Chapter 1. In the Court of the Duke. A long, long time ago, in a province in France, two brothers fought. The elder brother was the duke of the province, but his younger brother, Frederick, stole all his lands and sent him away. The old duke was popular with a good number of people, and when he was driven from his own court and lands, he did not have to go alone. Many of his followers chose to go with him to show that they were loyal to their true duke. The old duke and his followers went to live in the forest of Arden. The old duke and his people lived quite happily in the forest of Arden. The old duke was a very positive man. He tried to see the good in everything, and he decided that life in the forest was a sweet life. He and his men found they enjoyed living free from the rigid rules of the court. They could do as they pleased, and they were all good men. They treated each other well and observed the usual good manners of civilized men. In the summer, they relaxed under the cool shade of the large forest trees, watching the wild deer running and playing. They felt very sorry when they were forced to kill the deer for their food. However, nature insists that people eat, and the deer were the best source of food in the forest. Even when the weather was cold, the old duke refused to feel sorry for himself. He believed the truth of the cold weather was 1,000 times better than the lies of the court. The old duke had a daughter, Rosalind. This was the most difficult part of leaving the court for the old duke. Frederick had allowed Rosalind to stay in the court with his own daughter, Celia. The two girls were the closest of friends, and the old duke thought his daughter would have a better life in the court than in the forest. Celia was a very sweet girl, and she felt sorry for her friend. She did everything she could think of to make Rosalind forget the unhappiness she felt at being unable to see her father. Whenever Rosalind thought of her father and became sad, Celia would comfort her or tell her funny stories to try to cheer her up. The two girls were as close as sisters, and it was unusual to see one without the other. In this same province, another pair of brothers also had their troubles. Orlando and Oliver were the sons of Sir Roland de Bois. Sir Roland was a dear friend of the old duke. He had died some years earlier. Before he died, Sir Roland had left his oldest son, Oliver, in charge of his estate. Oliver was supposed to provide Orlando with a good education. However, he had failed to send Orlando to school. Oliver had sent their other brother to a fine school while Orlando was forced to work as a peasant. One day, when Orlando had finally had enough, he told Oliver just how he felt. "You have treated me like a peasant, but I am our father's son, just like you. I will no longer put up with your unkind ways. I will go and find my own fortune," he told Oliver in anger. Oliver merely laughed at his brother. "You don't have any money. Good luck finding that fortune, brother." Orlando had only one friend, his father's old servant, Adam. Orlando expressed his anger to Adam. "I will no longer endure it, Adam," he said. "I will leave this province and escape this life. I deserve better." Adam agreed that Orlando should have a better life. However, before leaving, Orlando planned to take part in the big wrestling match that took place in the court every year. He was sure he could win. Everyone would remember him as a strong, brave man after he left the court.